celebrating the connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio, featuring your dream team, veterinarian Dr. Debbie White and groomer Joey Villani. And here are your hosts, Hal Abrams and Judy Francis.
And welcome, my friend. Here is the toll-free number, 1-866-405-8405, to reach out to Dr. Debbie or to dog father Joey Villani. And we'll go to the phones in just a couple of seconds here. We do have a pretty big show, so we got to get moving here. I just saw this story. I'll mention this later on. Thank you for giving this to me, Judy. This is a story about somebody who was in debt, and they had a lien on some of their property because they were in debt. And the property that we're talking about is an animal. So we'll talk about this in just a couple of seconds right here on Animal Radio. Lori, what are you working on over there in the newsroom?
I got a couple of things in this really big shoe, as you said, Hal.
Yes.
In one state, no matter how heinous the act of animal cruelty was, the person could only be charged with a misdemeanor. And I mean, they could, if it was your first offense, you could do anything and get away with it with just a misdemeanor. They've changed that now, and we'll tell you about the state. And a really special story on whale vomit.
Oh, I love special stories on whale vomit.
You probably never even considered the value of whale vomit before.
No, I really haven't.
Didn't know there was a value to it.
Yeah, this is exciting. Of course, this is information you'll only learn right here on Animal Radio. Also on the way, Robert Simrow, he has his top lists. And this week, a very serious subject, pet cancer. And he had two animals that would have been or could have been saved if he had diagnosed them early enough. So he's going to help you with some of the signs that he missed with early stages of cancer in his animals. So that's on the way. You ready to go to the phones? You ready, Dr. Debbie?
Yeah,
can
we do that now? Let's do that.
You got it.
Okay, there's a couple of ways to reach out to us. Toll free at 1-866-405-8405. And you can also ask your questions from the free Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android. Let's go to Connie, who's calling us from Central California. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
What's going on?
I have a 22-year-old male cat.
Wow.
Who has now started, he's now urinating outside of his box.
Okay.
And this has been going on for about 5 months.
Okay.
And I've tried various things for him, like separate potty boxes. I've got three other cats. They're not outdoors. They're indoors, but they also have like a cat run. And but he doesn't use the box. He just wants to go outside of it. And it seems to happen during the night, not so much during the day.
So he's getting near the box? So is he in the general vicinity?
The box is up against one of the walls in the room, and he'll just kind of pee alongside the wall. So it's probably about, I don't know, the length of him. It's like maybe a foot and a half in terms of the pee length.
And has he ever done this kind of behavior before?
He hasn't. Like I said, he's 22, and it started about probably 5 months ago.
Wow.
I tried the different sprays, you know, on the patio, wiping it up. I've Cloroxed it. I mean, I've tried numerous things, and he still seems to go to that one area. Now,
okay.
I've also seen him, you know, pee outside of his box when outside in the patio. He has also done that, too.
Okay. Well, I would have to say that a lot of times when we talk about cats with elimination problems, if they're peeing or pooping in the wrong place, a lot of the history, we get into some really in-depth questions about how many cats there are, the litter, the locations, all of this kind of stuff. But for you, I have to say that this call is a little bit different. One is because your cat is really in the senior cat year. So this is the grandpa cat of all time. So there's a very high likelihood that we do have something medical that could be triggering this.
He's been to the vet. They've done blood work on him. He is on thyroid medication. I don't know if that would have anything to do with it.
Well, potentially. The things that we see in a cat of, you know, anything really over the double digits, so in the teens, when we have a cat that's not eliminating in the right spot, there's more than just checking blood work. So there's a lot of and I'll just kind of run through my list of potential causes, and you can kind of think about it, because it's going to be hard through the conversation to figure out exactly in your pet situation what we're dealing with, because it really takes a hands-on approach. But older kitties, number one thing I see is actually that they have arthritic pain. And cats don't verbalize pain well, but a lot of times sometimes they'll make some sincere efforts to try to use the litter box and try to use it in the right place, but they just don't quite do it. So you might have a cat that eliminates just a little bit outside of the box, or sometimes that tries to perch on the edge, but things kind of fall out the side of the box. And okay, that's the kind of thing we really look at more with x-rays to try to document that. And in some cases, I don't care. I'll try treating them with glucosamine because it's such a benign medication that can help a lot of kitties with arthritic pain. Some of the other things that we'll see will be other types of pain. So if we've had any kind of recent intestinal problems, constipation, for number one, is a really huge problem in older cats. So if we're struggling at all to use the box, sometimes that will cause a negative memory, so that when they're in the box, they really do what they can to kind of get out of there quickly or to just try to avoid it completely. So that would be right. Something. And a lot of senior cats, I'll use Miralax as a stool softener just to ensure that they're pooping. And if your kitty's not pooping reliably once a day, then that might be something to check with, you know, your veterinarian there. If we're okay. Dealing just with urine accidents and not making it to the box, then in an older kitty, really anything that causes urine excess. And by that, I mean anything that will cause a cat to drink a lot and create more urine volume than they normally can handle. And that might be things like kidney disease, liver disease, or even diabetes. So that's where, you know, lab work is valuable to help look into that. And then, you know, the old things like infection, yeah, definitely a concern. But, you know, if your vet did a urinalysis and they didn't see anything, you know, it may or may not be an issue. But also the other thing kind of out there and, you know, is things like cancers. You know, we definitely can see problems that cause not just in, say, the bladder and the colon, but things that can affect their general strength or the nerve function to their hindquarters. So that's what I mean. There's a lot of things that can cause this. And I think it would really be, you know, trying to check for some of the simple things that we can check for outside
so
of doing
my first step.
I would certainly say that, you know, speaking to your veterinarian and making sure you bring this up with them, because, you know, they have their hands, he or she has their hands on your kitty and might have some gut feelings. Though a couple things that come to mind is you've mentioned that your kitty is hyperthyroid, so has a high thyroid level. And with that, a lot of times we do watch for kidney problems, because as we effectively treat the thyroid problem, we can actually uncover a kidney problem that's just kind of been brewing under the surface that we don't always see. So that would be one thing to check, some blood and urine there. The x-rays, I think, are a very sound thing to check that lower spine area, look to see if the colon is overly distended or we're having any kind of issues there. So those would be some of the starting points. Now, around the environment, some simple things to try would be to pull a litter box away from the wall and put it in the center of the room, right in the traffic flow, and to make sure that we make it as appealing and as simple as possible. And for my senior cats, it's very important to offer low threshold litter pans. So even stepping up into those normal litter pans can be too much for them, just because of the little aches and pains that they have with age. So under a bed, plastic storage containers can be a really useful way to present the litter, and it makes them lift their legs a little bit less. So that can be a little bit more accommodating for the senior kitties. Those would be some things. The other things we think of, and it's usually a little bit more willy-nilly about the elimination problems, and in an older cat, can be cognitive problems, which is actually kind of kitty senility, where they actually kind of lose their ability to remember what their plan was supposed to be when I go to the bathroom. And it sounds like your kitty's kind of going in the same area, so that may or may not be still something to consider. But there are some supplements that we can use for that as well, if we're suspicious of that.
All right.
So we got a little bit of work to do, I think. And
okay, I really appreciate you taking my call. I was just concerned about him and wasn't sure what the right direction that I needed to go into for this.
And your situation is so different with a 22-year-old cat. So my answers would be very different if we had a 2-year-old cat. So I think that's definitely a really important thing to consider here.
Thank you so much.
No problem, Connie. You are definitely doing something right. 22 years old, pretty amazing.
Heck yeah.
Not heard about that in a long time. Toll free 1-866-405-8405 to reach out to the Dream Team right now. Well, did you know this portion of Animal Radio is brought to you by World's Best Cat Litter? You love your cat. I do. Maybe a little too much. But no one likes constantly buying cat litter. I really dig the concentrated power of World's Best Cat Litter. Great performance with just a little bit of litter. You can find it at Target, Walmart. I get mine actually over at my local grocery and pet stores. Thanks, World's Best, for underwriting Animal Radio.
Hi, it's Alan Cable. How much do you love your pet? A couple in Texas is trying to sell their home so they can offer a $50,000 reward for their dog.
Me and my wife, we've never had any children, and I guess maybe that dog is a replacement for a child. We had him, you know, for 5 years, and I got all those memories, but we just want some more, you know. We're greedy.
That man's name is Charlie Parker.
We just want another day, another week, another month, another year.
One thing's for sure. We all need to love, and we all need to be loved back. And there's nothing more powerful. So besides giving a dog a home, what's the greatest gift you can give? Well, being a great dog owner. And what does that mean? It means understanding and satisfying your dog's needs, learning to communicate with your dog. How do I do that, Alan? Dogs need these four things: socialization, structure, exercise, and affection. You're going to have to learn to communicate like a dog. And that's done with body language, not with words. Last week, we were talking about the most common dog behavioral problems. We covered barking and chewing. Let's talk about separation anxiety. If a dog has separation anxiety, he might get very anxious right before you leave. He's going to want to follow you around constantly, touch you whenever he can. And when you leave, a lot of things can happen. He might start chewing up your couch, going to the bathroom all over the place, barking. To change this behavior, modify it, and desensitize your dog first requires you to become a calm, confident, trustworthy, consistent leader. When your dog looks to you for leadership and can depend on you, the anxiety level naturally is reduced. Then you can start to teach him that, yes, you're leaving, but you're definitely coming back. In the dog world, the leader of the pack is the only one who's allowed to leave without permission. So if you're not in charge, when you leave, your dog gets all anxious because you're leaving without permission. You can begin by locking your dog in a crate and paying no attention to him for about 10-15 minutes. Then just leave. Come back in about a half hour. Pay no attention to your dog for 10-15 minutes and then let him out of the kennel. Don't talk to him though. And then over time, lengthen the amount of time you stay away. Your dog will learn that you're in charge, you're leaving, and you're coming back. And because you're not making a big deal out of leaving and coming back, your dog will learn to be calm while you're doing it.
Get ready to discover amazing experiences you can share with your pets. Don Pets Welcome Here, the hour-long TV special that sniffs out the best places to stay, play, and dine with the furry members of your family. To find out where you can see Pets Welcome Here, go to petswelcomehere.tv and check out the schedule for the TV station in your area. If you don't see your local station, ask them to schedule Pets Welcome Here. Pets Welcome Here. Exciting adventures you can share with your pet.
Did you know canine caviar diets are formulated with common health concerns in mind, such as diabetes, cancer, and kidney disease? You see, canine caviar uses low GI carbs, which reduce hunger and prolong physical endurance. Free of GMO, gluten, hormones, steroids, and antibiotics, canine caviar's five-star dog and cat foods are the only alkaline-based foods in the world, and that promotes a healthy lifestyle for your furry family. Find out more at caninecaviar.com.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime,
anytime
is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond Powder Spray. Like after the gym,
or a crowded elevator ride,
or golf,
or working with farm animals,
or a hard day's work,
like sports casting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond Powder Spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
I am the family dog, and it's that time of year again. The one where pet parents start looking for Fido-friendly hotels and destinations where Fido is welcome. Make no bones about it. Pets are part of the family, and we like to sniff out new places too, and we hate to be turned away, especially when we're on our best behavior. So we won't be left out in the cold. Be sure to pick up a copy of Fido Friendly Magazine to find the best hotels and destinations where Fido is always welcome. Go online to FidoFriendly.com and subscribe today.
You know, like a lot of you, I used to struggle to get to sleep. Of course, that was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. I've never slept so well or felt so rested. That's because MyPillow is fit to you, the kind of sleeper you are. You know, if you're a back sleeper or a side sleeper, or how big or small you are. MyPillow is the pillow with the perfect fit. Then at night, I move the patented MyPillow fill just to the right place for me. You know, to support my head and to cradle me like, well, you know. Let me tell you, a good night's sleep is a life changer. My pillow doesn't go flat, it doesn't get hot, and I sleep like a baby. Now it's your turn. I have a very special offer for you. Buy one My Pillow, and we'll give you one for your partner free. Call 800-867-0058 and use the promo code AR for your free pillow. and start sleeping better right away. Call 800-867-0058 or go to MyPillow.com and be sure to use the promo code AR for two life-changing pillows for the price of one. Make the call.